The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that while you were sleeping last night, Donald Trump just replaced the UN, the United Nations? Not metaphorically, not eventually. He's actually doing it right now in Davos with a signing ceremony with 35 countries attending, billion-dollar price tags for permanent membership. This isn't some future policy proposal. This is happening right now as we speak. And the UN's replacement is an organization, an international organization, that Donald Trump will head for life. You are not going to believe this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, celebrating yet another day in Trump's golden age that you made possible back in November of 2024. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you literally never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. It's being called the Board of Peace. 30-plus nations assembled to be, in the words of Donald Trump, quote, one of the most consequential bodies ever created. Countries like Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Turkey, Egypt, Hungary, Belarus, all part of a new international order that even now is sidelining the liberals in Europe. As if they weren't embarrassed enough by basically losing Greenland, the globalist elites in France, Norway, Sweden, Germany, the UK, they're sulking. They're all refusing to join. By contrast, and not coincidentally, at the same time this is happening in Davos in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin was meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas at the Kremlin. Putin has been invited to join the board and has already committed $1 billion to the project. So here's how President Trump described his vision for the Board of Peace.
Everybody wants to be on it. But yeah, I have some controversial people on it, but these are people that get the job done. These are people that have tremendous influence. And if I put all babies on the board, there wouldn't be very much. So he was invited. He's accepted. Many people have accepted. I think, I don't know of anybody that hasn't accepted. But it's going to be great. I think the Board of Peace will be the most prestigious board ever, and it's going to get a lot of work done that the United Nations should have done. And we'll work with the United Nations, but the Board of Peace is going to be special. We're going to have peace. It started off with Gaza, the Middle East. We've got peace in the Middle East, tremendous peace in the Middle East. Nobody thought that was possible. And that happened by taking out the Iran nuclear threat. Without that, it could have never happened. But the board is going to be, I think, really fantastic. And I think it'll be the most prestigious board of any board ever in world history. Thank you very much.
So what exactly is this Board of Peace? Well, on paper, it's supposed to oversee Gaza's reconstruction after the ceasefire. That's what was so significant about the meeting between Abbas and Putin at the Kremlin. In fact, Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has presented a master plan for the rebuilding of Gaza at Davos. Remember, Trump wants to turn, he's absolutely serious about turning Gaza into the Riviera of the Middle East, and that's exactly what they have planned. They're transforming the war-torn strip into a high-tech, luxury coastal metropolis featuring beach resorts, smart infrastructure, large-scale commercial development with estimated costs ranging from about $25 billion to over $112 billion. And of course, it does require Hamas's demilitarization as a prerequisite. But, and here's the major twist in this, which makes it so fascinating. The actual charter for the Board of Peace that Trump sent to world leaders, it doesn't even mention Gaza. Instead, it says that the board will, quote, secure enduring peace in areas affected or threatened by conflict everywhere. Trump himself admitted it when a reporter asked if this would in effect replace the United Nations.
Do you want your Board of Peace to replace the UN?
Well, it might. I mean, the UN just hasn't been very helpful. I'm a big fan of the UN potential. but it has never lived up to its potential. The UN should have settled every one of the wars that I settled.
And that's key. Trump is a big supporter of the ideals of the UN, but not the UN itself. The UN itself has become a bureaucratic monstrosity. It's really nothing more than one massive USAID slush fund for left-wing NGOs. It's no longer even remotely fit for purpose. And so if we're going to have an effective international governing body that can indeed help bring peace effectively throughout the world, the UN, it's not the UN. They can't be reformed. They're going to have to be replaced. And that is exactly what Trump is envisioning for the Board of Peace. And get this, Trump is the founding chairman. And according to the charter, guess how long he holds that position? It's for life, like a Supreme Court justice. It's a life appointment, unless he voluntarily resigns or unless he's removed by a unanimous vote of the executive board, which, by the way, he gets to appoint. He picks who joins. He can terminate memberships. He approves all decisions. He can veto anything at any time, and he chooses his own successor. Bloomberg describes this as Trump holding ultimate world decision-making power. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Remember, I mentioned Russia's pledging $1 billion for the project. Well, as it turns out, if you want to be a permanent member on the board, you do have to pay $1 billion within the first year. Otherwise, you get a 3-year term and then you're out. It rotates. So Putin has been invited to be a permanent member of the board. He has yet to accept, but many are noting that his $1 billion offer is at the very least a tacit acceptance. And by the way, that money goes into a fund controlled by, you guessed it, Chairman Trump. So countries are literally buying influence with the sitting U.S. president on the international stage. And it's not only completely legal under this charter, but it's perfectly ethical, given that they are going to have an impact on effective peace governance around the world, unlike the incurably dysfunctional UN, which, of course, we have to pay dues every year to as well. So what's really going on here? Why is this happening? And why now? Well, this is where things get really fascinating, because there's a deeper ideological shift at work here that most people are completely missing. This is going to absolutely blow you away. Take a guess at what this is. This is absolutely amazing. I'll give you a hint. The older we get, the less we hold on to heat. So imagine being stranded in a broken down car in the middle of the night and having to walk for help. You know, a simple rainstorm, even in the summer, that can mean hypothermia. And so that is where this little beauty comes in. I'm going to bring it. I kid you not. This is a full-size, heat-reflective emergency sleeping bag that actually fits into the palm of your hand. I've never seen anything like it. It's absolutely amazing. And you heard it right. I mean, it's an emergency thermal sleeping bag that can keep you warm down to Arctic temperatures. It's waterproof. It's windproof. It's bright orange, as you could see, so you could be spotted in a disaster. And look at this thing. It's like 7 feet long, 3 feet wide. It's incredible, but it fits in your glove compartment. I've never seen anything like this. Sierra Madre, the genius creators of this emergency sleeping bag, made it small enough to fit in your pocket, your glove box, your junk drawer, your go bag, whatever. But it packs such an amazing punch. I sweat in it anytime I get into it. It's amazing. And I made sure to get a whole bundle of them for all my family to keep in their glove compartments. And now you can too. This week, the Patriots over at Sierra Madre have to clean out their warehouse before a new shipment arrives for the new year. So they're marking these puppies down over 59%. You heard that right, 59%. Click on that link below and get one each for your whole family and save a bundle before the sale ends. Oh, and I almost forgot, the 10-pack, it ships free. So you're double your savings. So don't wait. I mean, these aren't available in any stores or big box retailers. And the only place you can get this warehouse clean out deal is if you click on that link below right now. There's a brilliant article that just came out in Asia Times titled Trump's Augustan Moment. It was written by the German politician Maximilian Kroh, who's a member of the AfD party, the Alternative for Deutschland, the German Patriot Party. Their polling, by the way, is the number one party in all of Germany right now. It's an excellent piece that really understands the epic historical moment that we are in. Maximilian notes that for the last 75 years, the post-World War II international system has been based on principles rooted in what's known as the Liberal International Order. And that's an order that claimed to institute and protect the sovereign equality of states through multilateral institutions like the WTO and the IMF, and the World Bank, which instituted the so-called rules-based order. We're all member nations. We're all under the same obligations and governed by the same protocols. And then after the fall of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War, this institutional order attempted to spread what it considered to be universal liberal values, human rights, democracy, you know, the whole package. And it didn't matter who was in charge in the White House, Bush or Obama, it didn't matter. This was the default vision for the world, a singular rules-based order instituted through the UN and the WTO and the IMF, and of course enforced by the US military. But here's the problem. That system was always a facade. This is something that's being openly discussed more and more on the international stage. That system never actually existed. Small countries never, ever had anywhere near equal power with great powers. The UN Security Council proved that. The rules-based order, as it turns out, was really nothing more than an American order. It was just American hegemony wrapped up in the language of international law. Again, we can appeal to all the pretentious, you know, highfalutin language we want, rule of law and human rights and equality and equity and liberty and democracy. It's all nothing more than liberal American values superimposed on the world and ultimately forced by the United States military. The U.S. military, our boys, were enlisted as the enforcement mechanism behind this liberal globalism. What Trump is doing here is he's ripping off the mask. I think this is why the bullies in Brussels and the demons in Davos were so patently shocked in all of this. Trump is, he is loudly saying the quiet part out loud. He's not just saying the quiet part out loud, he is shouting it. Power matters more than paperwork. Power matters more than paperwork. This is the very essence of political realism. No more pretending that the Liberal International Order was an objective legal framework. No more pretending that the UN was ever anything other than a vehicle for great power politics. No more dressing up American interests in the language of universal values. No, the world is reorganizing around grand, great civilizational power blocks. And power, raw political power, is going to recalibrate this world, and it's going to end up smashing the Liberal International Order to pieces, which in many respects, it's already done. And here's why Maximilian is calling this Trump's Augustan moment. It's very fascinating. If you know your history, the Roman Emperor Augustus didn't abolish the Roman Republic. Instead, he claimed to have restored it. He kept the Senate. He kept the consuls. He kept the old Republican offices. But he concentrated all real power into his own hands through a series of legal maneuvers that gave him what was called the Imperium Proconsulare Maius, the supreme military command, and what's called tribunician power, the ability to veto anything. So he continued to look like a Republican magistrate, but he was in fact an emperor in all but name. Similarly, Trump isn't formally dissolving the UN. The UN still exists, but it's now going to be increasingly subservient on the world stage to a parallel structure that actually gets things done under the personal permanent chairmanship of Trump himself. He's not rejecting international cooperation. He's just making it bilateral instead of multilateral. He's not abandoning alliances. He's just making them transactional. And most importantly, he's replacing the language of liberal values with the language of deals that respect local cultures, customs, traditions, and civilizational realities. Russia can remain Russia. China can remain Chinese. India can remain Indian. Arabia can remain Arab. No more trying to export democracy or impose woke Western values on the rest of the world. No more NGOs funded by USAID pushing progressive gender ideology in conservative countries. Just realpolitik. Just spheres of influence. Just the recognition that America, along with Russia, China, and India, are superpowers, and superpowers have civilizational regions where their word is ultimately law. This is why Greenland and Venezuela and Panama and, yes, eventually Cuba are all being consolidated in what's increasingly being called the Donroe Doctrine, right? The Donroe Doctrine, I guess I should say. And it's not imperialism in the old sense. It's something that the article calls Großraum politics, great power regional spheres. America gets the Western Hemisphere. Russia gets its near abroad. China gets its historical sphere in Asia. And everyone stays in their lane. And the Board of Peace becomes the mechanism through which these great powers, with Trump as permanent chair, manage conflicts and broker deals between spheres. So here's the bottom line. The United Nations, as we knew it, as the center of global governance, is being systematically replaced by a Trump-chaired Board of Peace that operates on money, deals, and personal relationships rather than votes, resolutions, and international law. This new rising multipolar civilizational world isn't theoretical anymore. 35 countries just signed the charter in Davos. The executive board is already meeting, and Trump is chairman for life. The Board of Peace isn't replacing the UN someday. It's replacing it right now. And the world order that emerges from this won't be multilateral, universal, or liberal. It will be bilateral, regional, and realist. Welcome to Trump's Augustan Age.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.